Rav Shimon Schwab has a beautiful approach to this bracha of Elokai Neshama, and it's worth listening to what he has to say in order to inspire and enhance our bracha every single day. He says, when we say Elokai Neshama Shana Satabi, the wording of this bracha in the first person singular emphasizes the strictly personal nature of our own neshama. In utilizing the word Elokai, my God, one expresses the most personal relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. By saying the words, Neshama, Shenosata Bi, the soul that you placed within me, the individual is referring to his own personal and unique Neshama, which is unlike any other one. The Bi, me, is a uniquely personal one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has breathed some of his uniqueness into every one of us. In fact, the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He blew into his nostrils a living soul. And the Zohar says on that Pasuk, Man denafach mitaychi nafach, or Man denafach midilei nafach, different versions. If you blow into another, you breathe something of yourself into them. Therefore, the neshama, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to me, is an aspect of his breath, and therefore it's pure. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy and pure, this neshama too carries with this characteristic. The neshama remains pure regardless of what we may do. Rav Schwab continues and says that even the worst criminal in the world still retains a neshama tahira. And this stands in complete contrast to Christianity, which has at its core a doctrine that man has a sinful soul, we're condemned to hell unless you accept their theological beliefs. We totally reject this. And at any time, on any given morning, you can say, Elokai, neshama shana satabi, tahirahi. The neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's pure and it remains pure and will always be pure. And therefore, when we say this tefillah, we should be aware of our own unique personality. We have within us a neshama that is totally unique. No two neshamas are the same. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, yachad, and yachad. He's singular and unique. And laham shalom, lahachbira, nothing exists that you can compare him to. That's true with your neshama as well. No one in the world will ever have a neshama like you. What I feel, no one else in the world shares. The most astute psychoanalyst in the world cannot really understand the depth of me. Only Elokai, my God, with whom I have a personal relationship, truly understands me. And the truth is, the wording of the beginning of this bracha describes the neshama in four ways, which is the four words of creation. Mentioned it before. Tahirahi. This is the origin of the neshama. It's in the Olam HaAtzilus. It's as pure can be. Ata Barasa, you created it. Yesh Ma'ayin. That's the world of Bria. You created it, something from nothing, the world of creation. Ata Yetzarta, you formed it. You made my personal neshama fit me. It's only me. That's the world of Yitzira, of formation. Atana Fakhtabi, you breathed it into me. You've given me life. This is the fourth and final stage of creation. This is the Olam HaAsiya. It's the world of doing. It's the world that we live in. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to have this neshama, I am here. More than that, Atam Hashem Rabbi Kirbi, you keep it within me. The neshama is elusive. It can escape at any moment. You keep me alive, Hashem. You allow my neshama to stay within me as long as you see fit. And therefore, at some point, you'll take it away. We know it's true. We're not going to be here forever. But it doesn't make us sad because we know, Lachazir, Rabbi, La'asid, Lava, you're going to return it to me again in the future with Tichiyas HaMisim.